Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
What a day that will be. You can be seated for just a moment. I was a little scared of coming up here with my hat because I didn't know if I was the only one in church with one. But this morning there's been a lot testified and talked about bearing wounds. Being honest. The first step is being honest with yourself. I'm going to read to you something, then I'm going to paraphrase the rest of it in Matthew chapter 18 and verse 12, it said, "How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep, and one of them be gone astray, doth not leave the 99, and goeth unto the mountains, and seek that which is gone astray? And if so be that find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which one is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish." That means any one of you. I couldn't help but think, this is all I had, and I was asked to do this, and I didn't know where to go. For 2 days I've been praying. It's like, Lord, that's all I know to do is just read this. But all of a sudden, they hit on shame, and they hit on bearing wounds. And then they hit on, Brother Jamie hit on Moses, where he thought he wasn't qualified. I stand here with you this morning with honesty, that the fact of the matter is that we've got to be honest with ourselves. I want to grab a hold of that honesty. I feel like God wants to move in this house. But there's some of us dealing with shame. When we think back to the sheep, I can't help but think back to Peter. The Lord asked Peter 3 times, said, "Lovest thou me?" And the first time was lamb. He was talking about a little one there for just a moment. But then the second 2 times, it was talking about, "Does you love me, Peter?" He said, "Feed my sheep. Go out, feed my sheep." He said, "Lovest thou me?" One more time, he said, "Lovest thou me? Feed my sheep." I kept wondering, why would he go tell Peter this 3 times? He knew Peter's heartbeat because he's omnipotent. He's almighty. He's able to do that. But in the midst of it, he knew that Peter was about to deny him. He knew Peter was going to deal with grief. He knew Peter was going to deal with shame. He knew Peter was going to deal with situations that the enemy, if Peter didn't get a grip. He knew that if Peter didn't get a grip, that he was going to lose it for listening to the wrong voices. That's why on the day when he rose of the grave, he said, "You go tell Peter and you go tell John. You go tell them, get up." And I bet in that moment there was Peter there with all that shame. "How can I win a soul? I just denied the master. I saw the loaves broke. I saw the issue of blood healed. I saw the lame get up and walk. I saw the blinded eyes open. How can I go win a soul?" This is not normally me, but I'm telling you this morning, there's some of us that may be sitting here and I can't get off the word shame. You may think you may have done too much. If I'm too loud, I apologize. Turn it down back here a little bit. But if you're dealing with something this morning, I promise you, I want you to stand with me for a moment. I believe, just like Brother Taylor, there's some faith moving in this house. I believe God wants to do something. I was sitting in a truck with our wonderful pastor yesterday. For a long time now, I'm going to be transparent for just a moment. I'm not going to go too deep into it. But for weeks now, I've been dealing with shame and just shame and just feel like I can't get over it. And he grabbed a hold of my arm. He said, "Failure's not final. Failure's not final." Even though me sitting in the passenger seat of that truck and my shame grabbed a hold of me and said, "Failure's not final, Brother Helton. Though I'm thinking it's final, just like Peter did. But he sent a word. You go tell Peter and you go tell John because they're dealing with it. There's some Johns in here and some Peters in here this morning. That's why I didn't care to share with you. I was dealing with it. I'm not so dealing with it as much this morning as the Lord's been talking in this house. I'm not embarrassed to weep in front of you because it's all about Him anyway. He said, if you lovest thou me, you'll love them. If you lovest thou me, you'll love them. That means it's time to go. So this morning, I don't know how this is supposed to transition, Pastor. I forgot. I'm sorry. But this morning, if there's anybody here, I promise you, as the Barneses get ready, don't wait at any moment if you're dealing with it.